The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, July 13th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon, Gallatin Valley. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. And I'm your host, Bob Wall. Going to play us some music for the next hour, get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now. It's a steamy one out there in the Bozeman area. It's 5 o'clock this afternoon, and not as hot as it was yesterday or the day before, but it's still a little warm out there. So hope you're staying cool and enjoying your summer. I'm going to jump into some music, but first I want to thank an underwriter and hear about an upcoming event, and we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM thanks Whistlepig Korean for their support of our programming. Whistlepig Korean offers fresh, authentic Korean food with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options for takeout or dine-in. You can find an online ordering menu on whistlepigkorean.com. They are located at 25 North Wilson in Bozeman and can be reached by phone at 406-404-1224. The Gallatin Park Central Labor Council is hosting a panel about the challenging but empowering process of negotiating for your union contract. The panel will feature workers from the Montana Nurses Association, the United Mountain Workers, and MFPE Focus. The panel will be Monday, July 13th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple at 422 East Menden Hall. It is free to attend and pizza and drinks will be provided.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A former Billings militia leader and Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch employee admitted last week to sexually abusing and molesting underage girls, in one instance while he was in a supervisory role at a Billings Youth Mental Health Treatment Facility. Timothy Westervelt, 35, pleaded guilty in Yellowstone County District Court to counts of child sex abuse, sexual assault, and tampering with witnesses. Westervelt, the self-proclaimed commander of the now-defunct Yellowstone Militia, had a documented history of fraud and had flaunted bogus claims of being a former law enforcement officer to girls who survived his abuse. Before Yellowstone County District Judge Colette Davies, Westervelt admitted to sexually abusing a 13-year-old girl and molesting a 16-year-old girl. In July 2024, a detective with the Billings Police Department investigated Westervelt after a woman reported that Westervelt had raped her teenage granddaughter. Westervelt first spoke with the girl over the social media app Snapchat. After several weeks, Westervelt started engaging in sexually charged conversations with the teen, encouraging her to send explicit photos while he sent her photos of his penis. The situation escalated to Westervelt sexually abusing the girl in the back seat of his pickup truck. In January 2025, Yellowstone County prosecutors charged Westervelt with rape and child sex abuse with a six-figure warrant filed for his arrest. Westervelt, upon learning of the criminal charges, ran. He made it as far as Livingston, where he holed up inside a local coffee shop. A brief standoff ensued that ended with him surrendering to police. Then, while in custody, Westervelt made a series of calls from jail to a woman to pressure her not to talk to prosecutors or testify against him. In a voicemail, Westervelt said, "When you get called to effing testify, I fully expect you not to effing do that." Prosecutors amended the rape charges against Westervelt, adding an additional felony count of tampering with a witness. Amid the initial investigation of Westervelt raping an underage girl, he was employed as a staff member at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch on the far west side of Billings. Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch is a long-term inpatient residential and outpatient psychiatric treatment facility for children. With a 98-bed capacity, the facility treats residents aged 10 to 18 and offers day treatment for students kindergarten through the 12th grade. Westervelt worked at the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch for about 2 years. In December 2024, the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office investigated Westervelt for a child sex abuse complaint filed by another staff member at the ranch. Westervelt was placed on administrative leave, but returned to work at the ranch 4 times. In the span of 1 week, as many as 10 staff members became aware of the accusation against Westervelt before anyone contacted Child Protective Services. Yellowstone County prosecutors filed additional charges against Westervelt that he molested 2 girls who were patients at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch mental health facility. This isn't the only instance of a Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch employee molesting and sexually assaulting girls in care at this Billings Residential Treatment Center. Another former employee was charged with 6 counts of sexually abusing 3 underage girls at the facility. John Whiteside, 26, was charged with sexual assault of 14, 15, and 16-year-old girls and is awaiting trial. Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch now has acquired a property in Gallatin County called the Lighthouse Ranch, which will also be a residential treatment center for local youth experiencing mental health trauma and be operated by YBGR. Concerns expressed by members of the Gallatin County Mental Health Local Advisory Council about sexual assaults of minors by YBGR employees have so far gone unaddressed, other than to say that YBGR has no culpability and these things happen. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I figured that maybe I would kick things off this afternoon with some cuts by some touring bands that I've seen here. I think all of these were either at the Gallatin Labor Temple or the filling station here in Bozeman. And a lot of great shows. So I'm going to kick things off with one by Thrown Out Bones. They've played here at least a couple times at the filler. I'm going to play Crash and Burn from their newest EP, Matter of Chance. Then one by Vanity Plate. They played at the Labor Temple, I think, last year. I really enjoyed their show. The title cut off of their EP Garden Path. Then Rosie Tucker. She played at the Labor Temple 2 or 3 years ago now. Play a Paperclip Maximizer from her album Utopia Now. And Kiss the Tiger. I saw them at the filling station this spring, last fall. Man, they were great. So I thought I'd play one off of an album of theirs called Vicious Kid. The cut's called Out of My Mind. Finished the setup with Lung and Everlasting Nothingness from the Swan Keeper. They've played a couple times at the filler, and for just 2 people, they make a lot of great noise. Anyway, we'll start off here with Crash and Burn by Thrown Out Bones.
Taking it back now. You take the wheel, I'm tapping out. I can't even deal with could've sworn that I settled for more, but I guess I got stuck with a little bit less.
Thank you.
sustain my divination given to dismay. And baby, when you come to, you'll find that everything you love has been mine soon. You're the winner.
right, that was Lung. Everlasting Nothingness. Before that, Kiss the Tiger did Out of My Mind. Rosie Tucker did Paperclip Maximizer. I played Cut by Vanity Plate called Garden Path. Started out with Thrown Out Bones and Crash and Burn. Just some of the great touring bands that have played here in the last couple of years. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music. Get us up to the 6 o'clock hour in Democracy Now! I'm going to thank another one of our underwriters, and we'll hear today's climate connections. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio. You're invited to have a beer on Sunday, July 19th from 2 to 8 p.m. with the Walkers for Cowboy Bob and the Alzheimer's Association at Bozeman Brewing Company as they raise money for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. A portion of sales will go to help support research toward finding a cure for Alzheimer's. There will also be a raffle for a gift card from Montana Aleworks.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Each year, donors and foundations give billions of dollars to groups working to address climate change. But Edgar Villanueva of the Lumbee Tribe in North Carolina says only a tiny fraction goes to indigenous communities who have long cared for the earth.
I often think of those communities as having solutions, the best solutions to the problems that we are facing.
He says members of tribal communities may not have connections to wealthy donors or may lack certain credentials that foundations are looking for.
I stay up at night worrying about folks that I know who are so critical to this movement and yet have to spend half time or more out begging for resources to do their work.
So to help relieve that pressure, his organization, the Decolonizing Wealth Project, created the Indigenous Earth Fund. They raise money from donors and foundations, then distribute those funds to projects chosen by a group of Indigenous advisors. Since 2021, they've granted more than $5 million to projects in clean energy, forest management, and more, all led by Indigenous people.
Folks who I truly believe we can trust to guide us into the future and take care of this planet because they have stewarded it for so, so long.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right. I thought I'd keep things rolling here with some cuts by some, these are maybe not the happiest songs in the world, but I like them a lot. I'm going to start out with the Jim Carroll Band and People Who Died from their album Catholic Boy. Then Dirty Boulevard by Lou Reed off his album New York and Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes.
We'll be right back. Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. His room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the wheelchair, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly, 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 fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly away. I want to fly. Fly, fly away, yeah. I want to fly. Fly, fly away.
Fly, fly, fly away.
Fly, fly,
fly, fly,
fly away. Fly, fly away, yeah.
Fly, fly, fly away. Fly, fly, fly away. Fly, fly, fly away.
I'm gonna fly
out, and I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check. check you on body and beats. I stain my sheets. I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end. She is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop again. I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just my hands up to check you out. Let me go on. Like I blister in the sun. Let me go on.
All right, Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes, Gordon Gano. A super happy, cheerful guy there. Dirty Boulevard before that by Lou Reed. It started out with People Who Died by the Jim Carroll Band. This is KGVM Bozeman. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and you're tuned to 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. Happy to have you along for the ride today, as hopefully it's going to start cooling down here pretty soon, and I don't think it's supposed to be quite so hot tomorrow, so fingers crossed. Going to thank another one of our underwriters here. Hear today's labor history in two. We'll get into the last set of music for this afternoon.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Country Bookshelf, Bozeman's locally owned independent bookstore since 1957. Country Bookshelf at 28 West Main Street in downtown Bozeman offers a wide selection of books as well as special events like author readings, book clubs, reading challenges, and the popular Country Bookshelf staff picks. Country Bookshelf is open 7 days a week, and there's more information online at countrybookshelf.com.
Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1995. That was the day 2,500 pressmen, reporters, drivers, and clerks went out on strike against the Detroit News and the Free Press. Both newspapers had created a virtual monopoly in 1988 by merging their advertising and circulation departments into the Detroit Newspaper Association. Even as the DNA raked in record profits, they forced years of concessions, including wage freezes and layoffs. When the association implemented a merit pay raise system, the Newspaper Guild voted to strike. Five other unions, including CWA and the Teamsters, soon followed. The newspapers, however, were ready. Just before the strike, they cut off the dues checkoff. They also contracted with the company Alternative Workforce to provide scabs. They also hired private security guards from Huffmaster and Vance International to enforce the scab herding. A solid union boycott cut revenues for both newspapers. On August 19th, hundreds of strikers stopped scabbing until police attacked the picket lines, breaking arms, and arresting at least four. Then, on Labor Day weekend, thousands of strikers and supporters successfully repulsed police forces amassed from across the state to break up the picket lines. By mid-September, both newspapers were forced to airlift the Sunday edition until strike-breaking injunctions limited picket lines. Over 100 had been arrested over the course of several weeks. Unable to stop production, strikers gradually returned to work until the strike was finally called off in February of 1997. In his two-volume set, Workers in America, Robert Weir notes that many labor activists criticized strike tactics. They argued direct action to stop production should have been the priority rather than boycotts and political pressure. Once the strike ended, the DNA claimed all but a few had forfeited their jobs.
All right, this Thursday night, I'm going to be down at the Labor Temple here in Bozeman for a show with Miss Massive Snowflake. They're coming over from Billings. I saw them not too long ago down at Tune Up, and they had a five-piece band. Sounded great. I'm really looking forward to seeing them at the Labor Temple. And they've got a duo from Portland opening called When We Met. Kind of excited to see them. And then Tiny Iota is going to play the second slot that night. Always great to see them. They've got a new album, Unending Bent, that I really like. So hope to see some people down there at the Labor Temple Thursday night. And I thought I'd play a couple by Miss Massive Snowflake and a couple by Tiny Iota to finish off today. Start out with The Doctor, the Thief, and the Poet versus Confetti by Miss Massive Snowflake. And then Ghosted from their EP Bobby and Sheila. And then from Tiny Iota, I'll play The Knock and Risque Ennui from their new album Unending Bent.
She met up with the thief in France. He smoked cigarettes by the back, and there was a party that had started. And we meant to be right back, but local drinks at the bar, free of charge, free of charge. She was down in Berlin.
Thank you. yesterdays. So swing your little hammer, let it be the knock. So swing hard your hammer, let it be the knock. Kept it is.
Speak up.
That was Tanya Iota, Risque Ennui, and The Knock from their new album Unending Bent. For that, Miss Massive Snowflake did Ghosted and The Doctor, The Thief, and The Poet Versus Confetti. I'm going to play this out with 1x3 Penny Riot, Faded LeSabre, off their new album Heart O' Heart.
I did rent, drank Miller Lite daily, smoked cigarettes, drove a faded LeSabre in a faded Western shirt. And I saw him last night at a station on Park. Surprised he's alive, not surprised at all. He gave me a smile, but his face said, couldn't recall. His empty apartment, I saw in my mind. An ashtray was filled with burned up old time. As I knocked on the door just to make sure he still had heat. And I thought of my life, where it will go. If I wind up smoking in a flat all alone. Driving a faded LeSabre in a faded Western shirt. And I thought of my life and where it will go. If I wind up smoking in a flat all alone. Driving a faded LeSabre in a faded Western shirt.
Three Penny Riot there, Heart O' Heart. Thanks for tuning in. Keep it tuned here to KGVM and have a great night, everyone.